For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That's the kind of music you need when you've had a couple of cups of coffee here early in the morning. Man, what a great week. What a great friggin' week this is going to be. And is two teams in the playoffs already with the Panthers. And of course, the Heat, the Panthers, first game tonight. And we'll have Bill Lindsay join us, and we'll talk to him a little bit later on. So evenly matched with all the stats that came out yesterday. Woody, I was blown away. You talk about two teams evenly matched. And then on top of that, and I didn't even realize this one. I love all the stats. I'm not always great at remembering stats, especially when they go into anything past like a year or two. The old brain starts to slip a little bit here. Last five Stanley Cups. Stanley Cup Finals has had either Tampa Bay or the Florida Panthers. And how about that? How about that crazy stat? And they've got all these numbers head-to-head, and they're just so, so even. So we'll talk to Billy actually next hour about that. And we got all kinds of news to get to. Let's start with some good stuff, man. South Florida dominant performances, and we had one last night. Marlins pitcher Max Meyer, six innings pitched, strikes out 14 in the game last night. He came out, strikes out the first five of six, and just kept rolling last night. Now in 30 innings, 41 strikeouts. One of the best in baseball right now. He has just been unbelievable. 14 strikeouts, no walks last night. He's got a nasty breaking pitch. He coming out of college when he was a first round pick. I remember he used to throw it over 100, and we always talk about did we get the right guy? And of course, none of us know because I don't watch any college baseball from where he's from or high school baseball from where a lot of these guys come from. So anyway, they're able to get another win last night, still hanging around there, playing great stuff. Kyle Stowers with that three-run homer last night. And then this is really cool. I got to get this out because I know for a lot of you going, what's the big deal? But you get called up and you get your first big league hit. You know, whatever sport it is, you get your first goal in hockey, you get your first catch in the NFL and, you know, or whatever. It's just a big deal. You get your first, you know. Remember my son catching his first pass in college, and I was there, and I just thought, and it just happened to be with the NFL schedule, I was able to go, and it was just really cool. But Augustin Ramirez, a catcher, one of their top prospects, 2-for-3 last night as a catcher, and starts his first game. They show pictures of the family. I just think that stuff's awesome. They're all there. And Ronnie Simon also, DH, and last night got his first hit in the big league, so. So good stuff, and they win the game, and they're able to not only play, but, you know, they mark that ball, they get it out of the game right away as soon as those guys get the hit, and so congratulations to those guys, man. You know, that makes it official when you're, you know, like 60 years old, and you know, I played, and I had, they know you didn't play, you know, we go through that, you never play. No, I was in camp, I was in a camp one time, but you make it up to the big leagues and get that first hit. That's pretty cool. Hey, we've got all kinds of stuff going on here. We're in the middle of, and I'm bouncing on you a little bit here this morning, so stay with me. So the transfer portal is going to finish up at the end of the week, and We got some stories that related partially with UM that I had to share from that some of it from the paper, from the newspaper, and some from the school. This transfer portal thing, Woody. This Emmanuel Carnley, I'm just going to throw some names out of some guys who were here for a quick cup of coffee. He was a transfer portal guy from Arizona. He comes here. He doesn't earn a starting job, so he's transferred. He's gone, right? So he's been at Coral Gables for like 4 months, and he's already done. I mean, the contract's done. Once you leave, no matter what the contract was for the year with these things, so he's gone. But I have a better one for you. That this is the first time I've heard it, but it must be common. And it's not a shot. It's just the world we live in right now. Savion Riley, a safety out of Vanderbilt. You're going, yeah, that name kind of sounds familiar for a second. Yeah. When they were getting all those guys, he was one of the guys when they were trying to upgrade the safety and the cornerback position. So he leaves Vanderbilt. He joins University of Miami. And before spring practice, he leaves. He goes, now I'm going to Colorado. He goes to Colorado to play for Dion. And after spring football, he leaves. And now he's at Georgia Tech. In a matter of less than a football season, we haven't played a football season, he's on his fourth school in under a year. Fourth school under a year. I mean, this stuff's gypsy stuff, man. You're just bouncing from place to place, and the next place, you must be decent, right? You must be a decent player when you're at Vanderbilt, because people are going, bad program, Vanderbilt, and hey, man, we like you. You can help us, and you're hoping. And this guy, meanwhile, is just not getting the love he wants, obviously, and is just and now he's at Georgia Tech. I mean, at what point do you look at yourself and go, okay, am I not giving it enough time to see if I can somehow get playing time? Or at some, you know, Woody, and if guys are doing this, I do have an answer, and I'm not trying to be cold-hearted about this just because I grew up in a time where you weren't allowed to quit anything or leave when things didn't go right. And I get that this is kind of this a big step in your life, especially with the money and the playing time, obviously giving you a chance to play at the next level, the National Football League. I do understand that, so I'm not coming across a grumpy old man this morning. I am a grumpy old man sometimes, but not right now. But at some point, these guys have to maybe skip worrying about the money, because no matter where you go, if you're going to some of these programs that he's gone to, you're going to have competition. And they're not, just because they want you, going to hand you a job. No one. No one is just going to hand you a job short of being a quarterback. And they're paying you so much money, you have to start. But I just look at this. Why not go to a small school? This is the way it used to be, by the way. In the old days, the Joe Flacco days, Joe Flacco and guys like Joe Flacco left to go to a small school, a Division II school, and put up monster numbers and then get drafted or go to junior college. This is the old school. And then, you know, you could show the wherever school you'd go to, you could build it back up and end up in the National Football League. But for the life of me, I don't know. These guys that keep bouncing, at some point, hey, man, you're going to have competition if you go to the bigger schools. You just are. You're not going to be the only guy that they're recruiting and giving the same money you're getting. The other guys are getting the same money, if not more. And at some point you have to compete, and you can't just quit, is what I'm trying to say. You start looking at four schools. By the way, he could do this next year. If you're a young guy, you can just keep doing this. Off the work that you did at Vanderbilt, I didn't even look at his numbers at Vanderbilt. Maybe some of you hardcore UM fans, when we got Savion Riley, were aware of this. But, I mean, he's a bouncer. He is a serious bouncer, man.
I told you this yesterday, and you and I were talking about this. I said, I'd advise, if I was an agent, I'd advise my guys to play at four schools. Go to, you know, wherever the most money is, go.
Yeah, but Woody, my point is, it sounds good. So, like, let's just say Savion Riley signed for $50,000 or $100,000, 50 or 100,000 here for the year.
Okay.
So he gets here and he goes, "Holy crap, I ain't gonna be playing." I've seen, because they brought in a whole bunch of guys. They brought in a bunch of safeties. They brought in a bunch of corners. And by the way, Mario knows that some of them were gonna work out, and he's gonna have some frontliners and see some stuff he likes. And he knew some guys' makeup was going to be that they're gonna leave. They're like, "Ah, this ain't working out." So you don't get all that money. You get some, and then you go, "Okay, I'm not playing." So now, I don't think this is about money, Woody. This is about playing. At some point, you just can't show up and not play. I mean, that's like, "I'm getting 200, but I'm sitting." The guys don't want to do that. That's a kiss of death. They want to play and make the money. And if anything else, they want to be so good that their marketing guy goes, "Hey, sure would like to get another 50 or 100 grand.
So what do you want? You want contracts, right? That's what it sounds like. By the way, I'm all for 2-year contracts.
I don't know.
That you can't get out of so easily.
But this thing bouncing from school to school, it just makes...
It's just working the system, man.
Whatever you want. You can call it whatever you want. You come from such a...
What are you talking about? That's all they're doing is they're working the system. Like, you're getting mad at these guys for working a system that's flawed. Like, don't get mad at them. If you're upset with something, be upset with the system that's
I don't like
flawed.
The system, but the system has no rules now at all.
But, like, I don't, you know, don't sit there and act like you wouldn't work the system either if it was you or your kid.
I probably wouldn't, and I wouldn't be big on my kid doing this either.
Okay. So,
no, I'm just telling you. I know you and I
come
from different
times. No, you just tell,
times.
Hey, you know, even though you can do this and it's probably for the best, you know, for you, but you stick it out.
Well, first of all, I'd have a reality check with my son and say, "Listen, probably if you've bounced now from two schools and you want to quit because you're not playing, maybe we ought to go to a smaller school. Maybe we need to go to a smaller school if where you feel you have a better chance to play."
All I'm saying is that this is the system. It is what it is right now until they fix it or they
put some rules in there. I don't think they're going to fix
it. They may not.
I just
probably should get used to it.
No, you're right about that. I do agree with that.
This can't be a thing where, like, 2 years down the road, you're still complaining about the same thing.
I'm not.
I imagine it's just going to get worse.
I just am shocked. I mean, I get one guy goes in and he doesn't play, and after spring football or after the year, he goes, "I'm done. I'm going to another school." We see that. We see that a ton. But four schools in under 1 year, maybe you look.
Maybe it's me. Yeah, well,
that's me.
An extreme case.
That's like the guy that gets married, like, 4 or 5 times. And he's, you know, and he's going, "Man, I just can't find the," and I'm like, "Hey," and all of us say the same thing. My guys are pretty honest, like, "Hey, dude," I mean, they've been very honest with me, like, "Hey, man, maybe you need to grow up a little bit." I remember my guys telling me, "Hey, like, even I know you like our wives, and even they're saying maybe you need to grow up a little bit, bro." What do you mean? I mean, you're acting kind of like you're still in college. So yeah. And, you know, I've had one guy that I used to do work with, and he's married 4 or 5 times. I see him, it didn't work. I'm out of this one too. And I, you know, and we kind of laugh about it. You kind of walk away and you're going, "Geez, man, maybe you need to start looking in the mirror." You keep bouncing from relationship to relationship, and you have sex, you fall in love, but maybe it's me. Anyway. I just thought that one was 4 schools in under a year.
That's a lot. That one's an unusual case. But
wow.
I said, man.
God bless you, man. That this,
probably get used to this.
This Georgia Tech thing, I hope it works out for you. I can't wait to keep an eye and see how, because it's going to shut and he's not going to be able to transfer again. But he loves those transfer windows. Like, "I'm back in it." I'm back in it, man. Different time, folks. Different time. And you're right, Woody. You are right about one thing, man. The system's not, if anything, it's going to get worse.
I hate the system. Like we were talking about yesterday, and someone was tweeting this like yesterday too, like the schools that are not the top-tier schools are all screwed.
What do you mean?
They're just like the FIU, FAU, USFs of the world. Like they're completely screwed in this thing. And even if you're a lower tier, like if you're a mid-level ACC or, you know, one of these other kind, like, you're screwed, man. You don't have the money to compete.
No.
You're out.
So if you get a real special player, and FIU and FAU will have one or two guys this year, that end up having really good years and playing at a really high level, and they're going to go, wow. Even an all-conference player in there.
Yeah, but it used to be those schools could actually compete, right? Because they would be able to go out and recruit, and you get the, you know, you find players that either got overlooked or, you know, whatever. And now those things are, those days are over, man.
They recruit those guys now, and they tell them, come in. And you literally, and I'm guessing if we have the FAU or FIU coach on, they understand that, hey, because we've seen it, guys in their conference get drafted that are really good, that dominate, and then go to bigger schools yeah. and dominate.
But they don't want to be known as a minor league for the big schools. Like, that's not.
What are you selling?
Who's that good for?
What are you selling for those schools?
No, I mean, I understand that that's what it is in reality, but, like, man.
FIU and FAU and nothing. Don't take it the wrong way, Woody. Your school, too.
Yeah, but how is that fun for anyone who's a fan of those programs or went to those schools?
We'll get new guys, and it's just year by year. Sucks. No, the whole thing.
Those schools used to be able to compete to some extent, right? And now they are just, they're a minor league system, which is just,
Well, they are. They are somewhat of a minor league
system. I don't
even
know how that's sustainable, man.
What do you mean? There's 9 million players in a transfer portal, and some of them are just getting a reality pill of, you know what? It's not working. I need to go to a smaller school where I can play. Somebody finally told me the truth. I need to go to a smaller school where I can play.
Those schools struggle to get eyeballs. They struggle to get people to go to their games. You know, when you are a certified minor league program that is not able to compete, I just don't know, you know, how that is a sustainable business model.
Somebody told me they thought the FAU quarterback last year made maybe $100,000. I went, wow, that's more than I thought. That's good.
Yeah, I hate to say that probably is more than I would have thought too.
Huh?
It probably is more than I would have thought too, yeah.
So now
that's sad, but
you jump to these other schools. Did you see the flip? The Tennessee quarterback's going to UCLA. The right. UCLA quarterback from Appalachian State,
the one who transferred, dropped the negotiations. Right, he was trying to negotiate, and they didn't want to budge.
So he's flipping to Tennessee. Yeah. So he's going to Tennessee. So he went Appalachian State. I don't know. He must have had a good year. UCLA wanted him, paid him $1.2 million. And now I think Tennessee said, we'll pick up your $1.2 million to be our quarterback. We got to go to break, man. I know. The system ain't changing. The system is not changing. And I don't even know who the lead dog's going to be to even attempt. Because the NCAA steps up with their attorneys, and anything, they just get smashed. They have no chance. They see the NCAA coming, and they just chew them up. Just absolutely chew that group up to death. All right. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We'll talk about Dolphins, just a couple of days away from that first round pick. Mark Ross will join us from NFL Network on the path to the draft, watching him last night. And so many great stories for this draft that make it such a popular event, especially the Thursday night first round. But right now, we want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Never too early in the morning to talk about great products. And if you are starting to look around for a new car, truck, or SUV, make sure you stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. And I'm not just talking about the Tahoes and Suburbans. I do notice, even when they tell me, please, can you give your Tahoe a break? I mean, we know you love Tahoes, and we've looked, and you do buy them, and we appreciate it and all that stuff. And the Suburbans, you're always talking about those because your friends have those. Can you talk about the midsize? I go, yeah, the all-new Equinox. I love that one, too. It's got everything you need, man. What a fantastic look. But my favorite's actually a 2025 midsize Traverse. Oh, my gosh. How did you get so much space for a midsize? And comfortable? Are you kidding me? Plenty of room for your cargo, turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. It's got everything. If you need a smaller SUV, not everybody feels comfortable with the big boys driving around here in South Florida, check out the legendary Silverado trucks, too. I'm going to finish with this. We got a Silverado truck absolutely made for you. And I want to talk about people that need that truck to make a living and on the weekends to have fun with it, pulling the big boat on the way to the water, all your favorite toys. Well, you got so many choices. Four strong options when it comes to engines. One delivering commanding power with roll-formed, high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs. Hardest working bed in the business helped you conquer all the toughest jobs you may need. Whether you work 5, 6, 7 days a week, that's how you make a living. Hey, we got a Silverado truck for you. That's just as durable as you are every day. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida for outstanding offers going on right now. Check out your South Florida Chevy dealers. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Good time, man. Good time. Tomorrow, tonight, of course, you know the Panthers play game one against Tampa Bay at Tampa Bay, and can't wait. Just the numbers. We'll have all that stuff with Billy Lindsay coming up. Panthers radio analyst, former Panthers player, will join us, and we'll talk to him early, 7 o'clock hour. But on top of all that stuff, we've got the Heat get in as an 8 seed and find out they're going to be picking 20th, Woody, in the first round. I don't, you know, again, love to get a higher pick, and I have no idea what talent
yeah, it doesn't do
internationally
a lot
looks
me.
Like. Yeah. I go, we got 20th pick. I go, well.
You're going to have to find other ways to change the franchise around.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
20th pick.
That ain't getting that number one player, that kid that committed yesterday to the draft out of Duke. You're right.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
Yeah.
By the way, there
Surprise
were rumors that he might actually
yeah,
consider
no
going
way,
back.
No way, man. No way. Let's get this thing started, man.
Yeah. I don't know what his financial situation
I'm
is.
I'm guessing he was making a lot of money at Duke.
I would think.
And he's doing commercials.
By the way, could you have imagined if he would have stayed there because he was making so much money?
No.
That would have been sick.
He ain't going to make as much money as
no,
you're going to make as a
no.
first overall pick.
No, but you got to get to the key is obviously getting that second contract.
Well,
right?
And the earlier you jump in the league and get rolling, yeah. and Woody, I'm like everybody else. I just think I watch him and he's 6'9". I watch the way he moves and shoots, and I'm sure he's got things to work on. And he'll get bigger and he'll get strong. I always hear that first, bigger and stronger. Well, of course you will. The longer you're in, he'll probably. He just looks like he is. He's going to be a star. He really does. He just looks like. He's got it all, and we'll see how it all plays out. But got to hurry to get to that second contract, right? That's the key.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
The first one ain't bad, but that second one is past life changing. It's family's life changing.
But hey, you finally had some upsets in the NBA playoffs last night. You had a couple of interesting games.
Not really upsets. Had some good games though. At least the first game the other night we had. All blowouts, just about. They were terrible.
I think the Knicks are pretty good. I don't know. They dropped last night, and then I thought
about
Nuggets.
Calls
yeah, I saw that. Well, that's what
they're
you
good
do,
games.
Man. That's what
hey,
you
listen,
do.
Hey, listen, they got a lot of good games. I think all these series pretty much are just give you an idea how close everybody is. Now, Cleveland and Boston, I playing against the play-in teams. We'll see. See what that thing looks like, you know, going forward and what Spo can do. That game, of course, game two is tomorrow night. They've got the extra day off, and we'll see what happens there and see if Tyler Hero can get some help and if they can find ways to get Tyler Hero more involved when you're only down 8 in the fourth to have a chance to win and not end up getting blown out like they did in the last game. Well, listen, we got all that going on, and of course, we're just a couple of days away from the first round of the National Football League draft. They got me on this draft thing, man. That first round is, you know, outside of watching actual games and players compete in all sports, and obviously the bigger the games, you know, the more interested we all are, whether it's a playoff game or trying to get in the playoffs or great rivalry games. But I got to tell you, outside of that, Woody, think about an event that has nothing to do with competition, actually playing, can for the future, obviously, and what they have created with this NFL draft. Going to friggin' Green Bay.
It's the biggest non-sports event we have.
Yes.
Right? And I think you could throw all-star games in there, too, and this is bigger than all those.
Well, because
bigger than all those combined.
Yeah, because those things now
those have faded.
They have faded.
I don't think very many people care about the NBA draft.
No,
you know,
they just can't.
It's just not. I don't think. People start watching college basketball in March and all that.
Woody, when the networks want to pick up your event, you know you're on to something. When the networks go, hey, do you mind if we don't just keep it on cable and we put it on the big boys? Is it okay? But
the basketball draft is okay. I know the Major League Baseball draft is always funny because I never know when it is, and I'll come in one day and you'll be like, you know what today is? The baseball draft.
Well, you're right. And it's high school.
Because nobody knows any of those players. Everybody knows the big names in the top of the college football draft.
Well, popularity of college football,
there's going to be a bunch of quarterbacks taken early on, as there is every year. So it's a big deal, man.
I don't know, Woody. I don't know about that last comment. I was with you on everything you said.
At least two. Maybe three.
I don't know. You want to place a bet on three quarterbacks
in the first round?
I'll take that bet. Mm. Three don't make it.
I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of teams out there that are really desperate at that position.
Well, nobody's going to show their hand, and everybody's trying to show their hand.
No, but you know that that's the position that half the league is trying to figure out.
Yeah, but if the guy can't, if you're going, hey, look, if we take this guy in the first round, I ain't feeling it. There's been a lot of guys they didn't feel to start with, but Shedeur Sanders, I have never seen. And now this is not coming directly from teams. These are coming from people that work in NFL Network. They are all over the board on Shedeur Sanders. Now they're saying he might drop to the second round. And I was going, you know, it was just a few months ago, we didn't know if it was going to be Cam or Shedeur going to be the first pick in the draft. And we're talking about all the top teams, which do need, by the way, all the top teams do need a quarterback. Most of them at the top do not have, well, we got our guy. They don't. Hey, the Jets aren't sure they got their guy. Nothing against Justin Fields. There's a bunch of teams going with some guys, but they know.
That's why I'm saying, like, some team I imagine will get desperate and start reaching. But
have you ever seen, though, Shedeur Sanders from – he was
– Yeah, I know.
When this thing first started and there were a bunch going, oh, I like Shedeur better than Cam. And then they started watching more of Cam and going, well – maybe Shador's the second pick in the draft. And now I see the headlines, two or three headlines today, Shedeur Sanders could drop to the second round.
Look,
that's a big drop.
I don't know a ton about Shedeur Sanders, but I do know enough about Cam Ward, and the non-football part of Cam Ward I think is very attractive to teams.
Oh, that's
right. I think that's a big part of that selection. Like, you need a guy that you can count on mentally and all that. And again, this is not taking a shot at Shedeur. I don't know enough about him, but I know enough about Cam Ward to tell you, like, that's clearly not an issue for teams.
Well, I will tell you, Shedeur, even though his team didn't play for a national championship, every week that Colorado team became kind of the darling the last couple years of college football because of Deion and Travis Hunter's a big part of it too, the freakish athlete. And probably, I mean, I watch him come in and out of his breaks, not to flip topics. It's unbelievable. I've never seen a guy that can move. Like, you know, now they're trying to figure out how many snaps he can take per game. And would you play him? First of all, if there's any dumbass out there that thinks you can line him up like it's high school football and he just doesn't come off the field, he won't make it three games in the NFL. We got guys rotating that can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Why does anybody think that he could play, first of all, he got a better chance to stay healthy playing wide receiver than he does defensive back, because at some point you got to make business decisions coming up, tackling one-on-one against some of these monsters. And I know
that's a great question, by the way. I wonder what has a higher injury rate out of those two positions.
I'm just guessing.
I don't know. Wide receivers get knocked around pretty good too, so I don't know.
I'll just go by our team here. No, because we had guys with concussion. The concussion knocked one of our guys out. And I don't know. Anyway, Woody, hate to take it back here. Bring it back here. We got a lot of work to do. But, yeah, man, the draft is hope for everybody. And we'll see. Anyway, we'll talk to Mark Ross about some of this stuff. I saw the Packers general manager. I wanted to hit you with this one before we go to break. We have a roster that we can win with right now. We will not draft for need. We will take the best player.
Mm-hmm.
How many teams do you think feel that way? Truly are going, you know, our roster the way it is right now, we've had meetings. We know we're good enough we're in the playoffs right now with our roster, pretty much.
I mean, that's how I would draft personally. I would not go after need. I would just, whoever's there, if you think the guy's going to be really good and you're confident, then go for it, man.
You can't do that, though.
I don't think the Dolphins, like, what position, like, let's put this, you know, shift it back to the Dolphins. What position do on the Dolphins is, like, you just sit here today, you're like, that is set. It's an elite position. We don't need to touch it.
Oh, they've got some position. You don't need to touch wide receiver. You don't need to touch it.
I don't know. See, that's where I think you and I disagree, but.
Oh, okay.
But, like, either way, like.
You're working off last year because their numbers were down?
I'm just working off the fact that I don't know that Jalen Waddle can stay healthy. I don't. Tyreek
that's
is
weak.
A,
wrong guy.
Tyreek
anyway.
Is a, just a total.
Those guys know, are. They're,
Tyreek's
they're
a massive question mark.
Well, you can do that.
But again, like, I don't think. Like, you just look at the Dolphins and, like, maybe you could say wide receiver, fine. But, like, what other unit on that team do you look at and you're like, that, we're just set. We're going to be tops in the division with that position. We don't need to touch that.
I'm not worried about the linebackers they've hired inside. They got a bunch of veteran linebackers. Even some of the guys they signed last year, they have back. I think that's a good group. I think running back is fine. I know the three running backs, you drafted one last year. You picked another one up in free agency. And you got Achan back. And they're going to rotate him.
Yeah, but you're obviously not taking a running back early on in the draft.
But they have three real bad needs, Woody. Real.
Well, they have more than three.
Well, but... they could. But
my point is that the Dolphins are not the best in the division at probably any position. So
I'm going to tell you what disappoint me the most. We take a safety in the first round. And some people are going, wait a second.
I know, you're very riled up about that.
Well, you just got two free agent safeties to go with two guys who were backups last year. I agree with Chris Greer.
Yeah, Chris felt really good about it.
Well,
yeah.
Chris got to do that. I'm with Chris. Chris, you're right. You're paying him. I know you're not paying him a lot, but you're paying him, and they know it's a chance to for the first time in both of their careers, the two guys that they signed, to be frontline starting safeties in the NFL.
Did not have you siding with Chris Greer this morning on my bingo card.
I don't care. That's all right.
I'm very surprised to hear that.
There's plenty of other positions.
That you disagree with him.
I disagree. He knows, and I know, and the whole world knows, we need guards, and we need defensive tackles, and we need cornerbacks.
So, what's the number one? Like, so you're not, obviously,
those three
you're not
are tied for first.
Player. Right,
by the
so
way, those three
play
are
the thing here. Hang on.
With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
offensive lineman from wherever, right?
No. Probably a cornerback, but we need a. Hey, by the way,
God,
we need them all equally. Defensive tackle,
you're nuts, man.
Well, I didn't know Jalen Ramsey was.
I think you're so far off.
All right.
Their offense was so bad.
I think cornerback
so unbelievably bad, and you have a quarterback that is fragile. You have to protect that guy.
I agree, Woody. I don't disagree with you.
I don't see, but like, how do you not draft an offensive lineman with your first pick? What are you going to do to address that position? There's no one left. Stop with this free agency nonsense. There's nothing left.
I didn't say that.
You did
yesterday. You're just making stuff up.
You did yesterday.
I didn't say free agent guard.
You said we're going to plug in free agents.
That was sarcasm when I what Chris Greer said. I didn't say. You got to get. Now you're making stuff. Don't make stuff up. I said all three positions have.
I don't see how you don't
urgency.
Address that position first.
Well, you can.
The
have,
other things can figure themselves
probably
out.
Probably a lot of people
that
agree
can.
With you. I tell you what, cover corners are hard to find. There's a reason. Hey, but I get the guard thing. I agree. There's people going, Joe, you're the ones bitches. We can't keep our quarterback. That should be priority number one. And you're right.
But you couldn't run the ball.
Can't run.
And you couldn't
either.
Throw the ball because you couldn't protect. So, what would be your
the other number out there that's out there is all those tackles for loss on carries. Good
yeah,
God,
you pitch the ball 8 yards in the backfield. You don't have an offensive line, and that's what happens.
Yeah. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We're
so
running
it's like
a little
Chris
bit
Greer's
late.
Drafting the highest rated injured player at any position.
See, that's
he does like himself an injured player.
Hey, I got to tell you, part of the story of this team having success is the guy staying healthy off last year, but they're all back, and you're hoping to get.
You're
some,
not allowed
some
to play the
luck.
Injury card, by the way, because you've ripped everyone who's done that over the years.
I know, so I'm just saying
you're not allowed to play that card.
In the situation they're in, I would have come back with all the same guys as pass rushers that they did. I would have called the doctor and said, do these men have a chance to be healthy, ready to go in August? And if you're telling me yes, then let's do it. We got three first-round defensive pass rushers. Let's get it on. Let's
can you,
roll.
Can you, when we come back, I know we have to go to break. When we come back, can you address this, like the question that I'm asking you? What would be your game plan if you don't address the offensive line in the
first
round?
It's a top priority.
But if you
but
don't,
it's
because
one.
You're not. You just said you're not. You said you're going safety.
Probably.
Or corner. What did you say, corner?
Corner. I didn't
corner.
Say safety.
Sorry.
I said safety.
You said you're good at safety.
There.
I'm sorry.
If you're
going
to listen
corner.
To me, act like you're listening instead
corner.
Of making stuff up.
Okay, corner. So you're going corner.
Yes.
How do you fix the offensive line then?
I know.
What's your master plan here, Joe?
Next pick up.
This is why you're not the GM.
I told you I'd be a terrible GM. They would have fired. Even Steven.
No, you wouldn't have been fired because you're a nice guy.
Steven Ross. No, but I piss everybody off after a while. Steven Ross, I ain't putting up with him. I did Jeff Ireland him. I got to go. He's got to get him out of here. Hey, I want to tell you about something very important, man. Main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Boy, I'm telling you right now, he is a marketing machine. Nobody better to help you sell your business than the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. He is really good. Hey, listen, he's got a lot of people that have moved here over the last 4 or 5 years that said, sold their companies wherever they're from, came down here and said, hey, we're going to live in South Florida. We love everything about this state, but we're looking for a business, and this is what we're looking for. So the big thing now is if you're serious about selling your business, call Anthony Caliendo because he may have somebody standing by to pay you a lot of money, top dollar for your business right now. So the big thing you're going through right now, it's something you built up, started from scratch. So he has these questions for you. Are you tired of the stress after all these years? Are you tired of all the risk after all these years? Are you tired of all the competition, more people doing what you're doing? Are you tired of all the employees up and down, in and out, good days, bad days? Are you just tired of being tired and driving everybody in the family nuts on a Friday night going, oh, I can't do this much longer? Sell it. Sell it to Anthony. Let's Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts help you. 1-800, the main man specializing, getting you the most money for your business. Matter of fact, a lot of business owners have no idea what it's worth. Sit down with him. He'll do a $2,500 value free to you and evaluate what the business is worth. Call him today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246 and ask for Anthony Caliendo, the main man from start to finish. We'll get it done. Go to themainman.com. All right, welcome back and good morning to everybody. As got a lot going on here in South Florida. It's good to be able to talk about playoffs getting set for game one. As we're going to see all the guys back together for the first time, hopefully. And we're going to get some good news, hopefully, from Matthew Tkachuk, calling him a game-time decision now. Apparently, Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, will join us coming up at 7:20. We'll talk to him. And going against Tampa Bay. You're going, damn, how did that happen? It seems like here we go again with Tampa Bay, who had a hell of a year. They tied for the same amount of wins. It's just crazy. Just the numbers between them and everything are just so even in this match. So we'll see what happens. And it all starts tonight, and we'll have more stuff on that. All right, so we also we have the NFL draft coming up, and we've beaten this up for months. 13th pick, 48th in the second, 98th in the third, and what they should do. I have said this for a while now, and I'm not the only one. It's not original thought for everybody that follows this team. You can tell by what they've lost, what they picked up in free agency, including what their careers have looked like on where you are as they put this 90-man roster together, especially the top half of it, starting at about the top 60 guys. And we need help. At guard, lots of it. Probably need a guard tackle. A guard, to me, getting two of those guys in this draft would not be a shock. They should. We need defensive tackles. We lost two of our defensive tackles, and we have not replaced them. We need two guys, and they played a lot, both of them. And the third thing is we need two corners. I mean, you can do the math on this. We're doing first grade math. You lose two, You play three, you need two. So, and then again, you look at what you have and you go, maybe they trust him down the road, but not yet. Not yet. So you got to get him. So when I say they need one position, I think it's they're all almost all equally important, except to Woody's point, one does protect Tua and help your running game and all that stuff. With a running game, it makes Tua that much better, having more time to throw. All those things, I agree. I get it. Everybody, this common sense, and I'm just throwing it out there. Everybody knows all these things I'm saying right now. So if you're saying offensive line, Woody's not wrong. I also keep thinking of Jimmy Johnson saying he ain't going to draft a guard in the first round. He's not. As a matter of fact, he didn't like drafting offensive line. And I know it's old school. Jimmy's old school. And it worked for Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, not to be disrespectful to coach this morning, but like that isn't going to work for this team.
But I just think.
How are you going? You need to answer my question now that I asked you last segment. How are you going to address the
offensive
line?
Well, it's got to be a priority.
Don't tell me you're going to go hit it in the second, third, whatever round.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
But you asked.
And that's how you're going to fix the offensive line. Biggest problem on the team last year.
Yes.
Let's forget the personnel now. What do you think was the biggest issue on the team last year?
You hit it, yes.
Okay.
I know. Woody, all your points.
And what did you do so far to address it?
You got a guy named James Daniels coming off an Achilles that's supposed to be ready to go for camp.
Okay, cool. But you do realize.
And Liam Eikenberg's on the other side.
The team cannot function without fixing that.
I agree.
So why do you think I don't know.
I said if you get a guard in the first round, it's fine. I'm not way off because I said they're all equally important.
I don't think they are.
You don't
you
think
could
covered.
Function with.
No, like, you can't. Don't
with,
say you
with
can.
With bad cornerback
no,
play.
No, you can't.
Can
they
function.
Get picked on and they get torched. That's okay. A lot.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't. You're not going to compete with anyone if you don't fix the line because you won't be able to run the ball and you're going to get your quarterback killed.
No. Good points. I can't argue with your points.
It doesn't matter who you throw back there, Etienne, whoever. Like, doesn't matter who you throw back there.
No, they'll get tackled. They'll all equally get tackled as they get the ball in the handoff. Yes, it can happen.
I don't know, man. And I hate the idea of drafting an offensive line with the first pick. Like, that's not something that's exciting. Well, or you know, inspires a lot of like, you know, I don't jump up and down for that, but.
And by the way, just so you know, it might be a guy, because we've done this before and had success with it, it might be a guy that goes from tackle to guard. Laramie Tunsil had to do that before it came a really good left tackle. So, it look, anybody saying, Joe, you're wrong, because Bo's all over me about this too. And I go, I get it, man. I'm just telling you, I think. Cover corner.
Kind of
really,
are wrong.
Really, not anybody.
I mean,
wrong.
Anyone. Well,
the guy comes in, he's really
you're
good.
A little wrong. A little bit wrong.
You know, not everybody's team's got all first round offensive linemen. You know that, right?
No, but like in your.
No, all the good offensive
scenario,
lines.
Well, what are we doing? What are we winning a field position battle? Like, what are we doing in your scenario?
We're just taking care of one of the. We all agree that there's big holes in three positions. Big holes. And they're claiming they got a game plan, so I'm just helping them with the game plan. Hey, you might be right. There might be a guard. And they might say, hey, man, we got our guard. We got the guy we wanted the whole time. This was an easy one. Oh, my God, we're so excited to be able to get this guy. And, you know, maybe a guy, you know, there's a lot of guys. They're saying they play tackle but can play guard for you and come inside. You might have them. But in the back of their mind, you know, no, I don't disagree, Woody. I'm not killing. I know a lot of people agree with you too, so it's fine. We got to go to break.
Wrong. I mean,
okay, I'm wrong. Whatever makes you feel better. Wrong. Jeez. Hey, we
should go work with Chris over there. You guys get along great.
All right, 7 o'clock hour is coming up. He's got enough problems to worry about right now. Instead of worrying about somebody else coming in, he's got plenty of help. They've hired more guys, and he's got lots of help out there. He'll have a lot of opinions when he goes to draft on what they – every guy's going to be screaming for their position. Can you hear that one? Hey, what about us now? You can't get mad at me about anybody in cover. I mean, we better get there quickly. And then you got your offensive line coach going, hey, come on, man. That big stud will be knocking guys off. He can start day one. He can play. Yeah, all that stuff will take place. And this is where Chris has got to put his big boy pants on and go, you know what? I got the pick. They're talking about me, not you guys, if this goes wrong. Baptist Health South Florida, we can all agree on one thing. Those guys are sure really good when it comes to sports medicine program. I'm talking about one of the tops in the country and what they have put together, the reputation of the doctors they have, the specialists for every part of the body. So when you get injured, and that's why so many professional teams are using Baptist Health South Florida, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, even the transfer portal guys are all going to Baptist Health South Florida. I want to let you know that when you have an injury, you can see those same doctors who work on those million-dollar athletes every day. Knee, shoulder, foot, ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. They've got a whole bunch of great doctors that have worked together here, Dave Broward and Palm Beach County, to take care of all of us. Working basically out of the three facilities, and that's what I want to tell you about. You have one close to you. So next time you have a problem, you can go to Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables. You can go to Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. Or you can go to 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Got a beautiful facility there. Hey, just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. It's one goal. It's one goal for our doctors and for the team at Baptist Health South Florida. It's about getting you healthy as quickly as possible, back out playing the team or individual sports you love the most.